Good morning, everybody out there who's listening. Today is May 8th. It's time for Coffee at KYK, where we invite a guest from our community to sit down and talk about events and information relative to Bethel and the rest of the Delta.
Oh, my goodness. I got my coffee in my throat this morning. Gosh. But we have a great show planned. Petra's been hard at work getting people on the line to give us some river updates. I've been sitting here having coffee with a couple of representatives from ResCare Home Care. They're going to talk a little bit about National Hire Day and some of the issues affecting some of the elders in our community. And Dan Esai is in Nicolai, Ephraim White's in Lower Kalskeg, and I even have Willie Phillips on the line. Let me say good morning first to Dan. Dan, how are you doing this morning, and is there any more ice way up there in Nicolai?
The river is raising a little bit in the village of Nicolai. The ice is down to the confluence of North Fork and South Fork, right near Medfra, from what I hear. So,
Dan,
you could hear songbirds too.
Dan, was it you who was anxious to get out on the kayak or the canoe? Was that you? Or am I confused?
No, it was somebody else.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that things are freeing up a bit, so people are having a little bit more chance to travel now, right?
Yes. They're trying to save gas, too. They're waiting for that the North Fork to go out. It's one of our main hunting grounds on the North Fork.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that update, Dan. Anything else you want to tell us about the river conditions?
There is still a lot of snow up in the Alaska Range, and it would be interesting to see how fast the ice goes out, because it's pretty rotten. But I've heard that the North Fork ice is white and solid looking. So I don't know if it'll break up in big chunks or whatnot. That's what, according to what the one local pilot says, and he knows the ice conditions very much too.
Well, it definitely begs the question that we can pose to Ephraim White. Ephraim, I hope I'm saying your first name right. You're in Lower Kalskeg. Tell us where you live in Kalskeg and how are things up that way, up your neck of the woods.
Good morning, Ephraim here, Lower Kalskeg. I live in Lower Kalskeg, way in the back of the woods near the Mud Creek here, away from the main river down there. As far as I know, since yesterday evening, afternoon, going to 3 o'clock, I guess, our river here was starting. And it started dropping pretty fast there, and back here too in the woods here, near the Mud Creek here, the creek started dropping here too back here, and I guess the ice jam below us, there was a big ice jam right next to us here, not too very far down the river here, about a mile or so. All the way down to Iftikum's fish camp, to about 15 miles maybe. Since yesterday afternoon, going to 3 o'clock, like I said, the river started dropping all of a sudden. I guess our jam broke down there. I don't know how far it broke all the way down the river there, but all night there, my house there looks to me like about 50 feet, maybe. It's over 50 feet, 60 feet.
My word. Now, Mr. White, you know anything about Birch Tree Crossing?
I don't have the slightest. It's way up the river there. I haven't heard from up the river too by Birch Tree Crossing by now. Aniak there. I haven't heard anything about what's going on in the river. So I talked to my daughter in Aniak yesterday or the other day there, and my son-in-law up there told me that the water was pretty fast too in Aniak.
Well, I want to thank you for giving us an update there from Lower Kalskag. While I've got another caller on the line, I think I have Willie Phillips in Tuluksac. Is that true?
Yes.
Are you keeping dry over there?
Yeah, we're still on good dry last year.
Did the water reach the village?
At the high point around school area, there's about 5 feet left of land, and the water is going upriver yesterday evening when it starts rising rapidly. There were a big chunk of ice going upriver bank to bank. And our the gas station area, the water is kind of flooded there, but the gas tank, gas stations where we purchase our gas are still dry. And the old airport area, on the low spots, there's water around that whole airport.
Well,
water still coming in, but a little bit slower from yesterday evening, late evening.
Well, hopefully the water doesn't rise too quick, and the airport stays dry-ish, and that I'm hoping that the gas station stays dry too. That'll ground things to a halt real quick if no one can get fuel.
Yeah, planes. Are your planes landing in Tuluksac?
Yeah, the new airport is still a good guy. But the old airport got one around the low spot.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Willie. We're going to keep up with river updates if anyone else is on the line. Petra's keeping track of who's on the phone, and she's going to let me know where we got some river updates upriver. In the studio, though, we're here having coffee at KYUK. You know, Petra announced the show. I'm going to just let all our listeners know again. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. It's where we invite members of the community to come in and talk about issues and information that's relevant to our neighbors here in the Delta. Today, I'm sitting with Clara Tanuchik and Alinka Peterson. They're both from ResCare Home Care. They're both, you're going to give me your titles. It's a customer care.
We're client service supervisors with ResCare Home Care.
Thank you for that, Clara. And Alinka specializes specifically in veteran services with
them.
Yes, I do. All right. And you're here specifically today because National Hire Day, an industry-wide effort to raise awareness for the need for home health care professionals. Is that right?
Yes, here in Bethel, we'll be hosting an office recruitment over at BNC Complex, Suite 216. We'll be serving sandwiches, Subway sandwiches. If you're interested in working with ResCare Home Care, please come and apply. We're open from
10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on that day.
10 a.m. till 6 p.m. on
Thursday.
Thursday, which is May
10th. May 10th.
And where's that going to be at exactly?
At the BNC Complex. Do you know where, if you know where Wells Fargo is, it's upstairs,
right?
Room 26 or Suite 216. You just go up the stairs and go towards the PC office.
All right. So that's going to be your big hire event. But you know, with the river breaking up and with talking to people all across the Delta, which you serve the
mm-hmm.
region, I can't help but think about, you know, the plight of some of our elders who don't necessarily live with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And when during this time when our mobility is affected, mm-hmm. it kind of highlights the need for social services and things for our elders to do. Mm-hmm. And we were talking a little bit before about the absence of some of the past services that existed here in Bethel. What is there for our elders to do in the afternoons and the daytime to be able to have community and to engage themselves? What's available? What used to be available?
What used to be available was the Senior Services Center over on Ptarmigan or Second Road Housing. It's hidden in behind Ayurvedic apartments, and what the activities, I'm sure a lot of the elders that we have out here in Bethel specifically, and the elders that used to come and visit, they were more than welcome to go over there. As far as I know, they were welcome to go over there and hang out with the local elders here and catch up with what's going on with their family members, watching Price is Right, playing bingo, having lunch together, or just having coffee or doing puzzles. Right now, there is a need for home care services or need for services, just a great need here in Bethel for people to just accompany elders.
Yeah, so we were obviously, you know, chit-chatting a little bit, trying to talk about National Hire Day for health home care professionals, and it just kind of came up. You know, we were wondering what people had to do, and it is a shame. It seems like we're highlighting a need that that was being satisfied before, and of course, you know, that wasn't what you guys came in today to talk about. But you know, as we're talking about it, it does seem like you guys are on the front line of those who care. And if our listeners are the same like-minded and want to know about employment opportunities for people like you, they can join you on May 10th at BNC between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. For your National Hire Day. And the takeaway here is they can come and get some information. There's a Subway sandwich involved.
Yes.
Well, they could come in and apply. We have first, our applications.
Yeah.
Apply first. And then eat.
What are some of the challenges that affect, you know, are more vulnerable elders in the community, those with health concerns? What are some of the challenges that affect living in the Delta, for example, maybe not in Bethel?
Well, transportation and, you know, just somebody to be with them. That's the greatest need that there is. You know, if you just sit there and ask them what they used to do when they were younger or when they were about your age, I'm pretty sure they'd give you a story, awesome stories. And that's always good to say is, you know, you learn from the best.
You know, I don't want to make this about something that I'm interested in, but I am interested in this thing, StoryCorps. This is a podcast. It has an application you can download. It's an NPR-affiliated program. And these StoryCorps stories, which are recorded with the app, are put in the National Archives for future generations to use. Now, the library and the 4-H Center, during Culture Week, we sponsored kiddos getting together with some elders to do some recordings.
We're still
sponsoring.
Wonderful.
That.
Awesome.
And we're also looking for people from the community to do the same thing. But I'll just pass that teaser. If you're interested in finding out more about how you can help with gathering StoryCorps stories and putting them up on the web with the hashtag Bethel Snapshot, you can contact me at the library. That's 543-4516, and I'm Grady. But stories are important, and having a place to tell them and, you know, getting together and having a place to speak and share together is important. And it seems like that's a need that isn't being met now. I wonder what that call to action is for our community. I wonder what we can hope for in the future.
Well, we can ask, you know, that's a good statement right there. ONC, AVCP, YKHC, there's a lot of local organizations that you can bug here in our community, here in Bethel. Organizations in your local villages, such as the Tribal Council or the city government, or, you know, just look for places you can bug, say my grandparents or my mom and my dad, or you could just do it at home. Start at home. It's a good thing to start at home all the time. Keep your parents company or your grandparents. They're not going to be there very long. It's, you know, something that you should get back in touch with. You never know. You might learn something.
Well, I'll have to challenge you. I know you will.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you will. I learn something every day. Dan, how about you? You have a special elder in your life or out there? Still on the line, Dan?
Take care of all the elders when we share whatever we for them. And we don't send them out to old folks' home or anything like that. They They tend to stay here in our village, and we're losing our language, but there's some of my generation that we're keeping their values and stuff up.
Talk to your kids, talk to your grandkids in Yuchtan, or how your language. If you're Athabascan, if you know how to speak it, speak it. If you know how to speak your Yupik language, do it, man.
Yeah, we're doing that. We're doing that. We're saving it quite a bit. And I'm happy to say that none of the kids around here use Ikmik or us.
Amen to that, buddy. Woohoo!
And they don't play around our heavy equipment where we store our heavy equipment.
Well, that's good to know.
And, they're pretty good. They don't smoke tobacco either. They're kind of slowing down on that compared to 20, 30 years ago. Everybody used to chew and smoke tobacco, but we talk to them when they're still young and tell them it's bad for them, and they're enjoying us.
It's interesting how, as we talk about elders, how we segue to youth, how we realize that there's a continuity to how important it is that we support our elders so that we can teach ourselves, so that we can pass along good information to our youth, and we can exemplify positive behavior. Hey, speaking of positive behavior, another excellent volunteer with Bethel Search and Rescue's on the line. We have Mark Leary, and I love to tell him that I can hear his smile over the phone. Mark, smile at me.
Hey, good morning. Hey, especially good morning to Dan and Ephraim and Willie. Good job you guys are doing. We're getting ready. Peter and I are getting ready to go fly here with Robert Sundown in a little bit, so we'll get you some fresh information. So, yeah, you know, there, past couple of days, there's been a lot of reminiscing about past high water and especially flooding, real flooding. And that might be a good show to do sometime. You know, a real flood is devastating and it's scary. And that's why we're always vigilant this time of the year, no matter what.
You know what, Mark? Mark, tomorrow, after you and Peter get a chance to fly today, we're going to have you sitting here in the studio tomorrow, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about. We've been talking about the breakup as little updates, but we're going to talk specifically about that and reminisce exactly about some of the cautionary tales that we need to keep in our consciousness, and talk a little bit about safe river travel as this breakup progresses into our big season of subsistence.
Okay, good. To lead into that and to get things warmed up, I heard a couple of funny stories from Kalkag yesterday. My good buddy Oscar Samuels and I were reminiscing about when Bethel used to flood regularly, you know, and how we used to get out of school and build rafts and spend our time rafting around town. And that young guy, he used to charge people 25 cents a ride to bring them to Swanson so they could go to the store.
I think Olinka's remembering this. She's smiling with a...
and then a person from Calcag, she said, I can't use her name on the radio, but she said, they're calling this a flood. This is a flood. This is high water. This used to happen all the time when I was growing up. And our grandma would put us in a canoe and make us go to school.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's all I had this morning. We'll give you an update when we get back from upriver.
Okay, awesome, cool, Mark Leary.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
I think I want to have Clara in with us all the time. Petra's smiling, Clara's smiling, Alinka's smiling. This is the most smiles we've had around this table yet.
You should have a lot of smiles every day. A smile, it's a different day every day.
Absolutely. Well, we're still watching the river closely. Like I said to Mark, we're going to be talking about it specifically tomorrow. We have guests in every weekday here at Coffee at KYUK, and as I've told our listeners already, we're sitting with ResCare Home Care Supervisors Clara Tanuchuk and Alinka Peterson, and they're promoting their National Hire Day, which will take place this coming Thursday, the 10th, from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. I got the times right?
Yes.
10 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the BNC building, upstairs, room 216. And we've got a few more minutes. Let's talk a little bit about the types of people who are called to the type of service we're talking about. Who is the ideal candidate for home care professionals?
Ungo, you want to answer that?
Well, anyone is, as long as you don't have a criminal record, because we do fingerprints. Mm-hmm. And as long as you don't have issues with OCS.
APS.
APS.
Adult Protective Services.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about qualities? What are the things we're looking for?
They have to be very compassionate. Very, very compassionate, very respectful. They have to have a leadership, you know. We call it our legacy. We have leadership. You have to be a people person. You have to be respectful, of course.
Well, on the good note, I meet lots of people with compassion and that capacity.
So, Send them our way, then.
So we all of us out there know someone who needs some employment, who has that kind of compassion, that kind of dedication, that kind of capacity. And I think there's lots of us out there that have that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them over to BNC on Thursday. Let's talk a little bit about services. You guys mentioned that you offer services throughout the Delta. And mm-hmm. I know that you're a commercial entity. These are privately funded services through...
Yeah.
But what would you tell me and our listeners as far as the ways they can get in touch for services? This is a quick plug for ResCare.
We're a company. We serve the programs that we oversee are the Consumer Directed Personal Care Attendant and the CDPCA. We also used to serve the grant program, but that's coming to a halt. The funding is going to go to another agency. And that was for people who were over income for Medicaid. CDPCA program is consumer directed, where the consumer is our supervisor. I'm not their supervisor. They are my supervisors. The PCA is my coworker, and that's what I would like to keep as.
So,
and we do try to keep our elders at home instead of sending them out You know, that's the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole goal is to keep our elders at their home,
mm-hmm.
where they'll be comfortable.
Yes.
So an interested family member or elder who wants to find out more about services that you provide, they would call you.
Yes.
At what number?
543-7788.
543-7788.
Or 543-7804.
All right. Especially if they're a veteran, they want to use that last number, right?
Yes. And right. 7791 for Michelle Larson. We can't forget about Michelle Larson. She is our other client services supervisor.
All right. Well, I got to thank both Clara and Alinka for coming in this morning and brightening up my morning, having coffee with me, and also in talking about some of these important issues relative to elder care. Also promoting your National Hire Day. Coming up Thursday, guys, come have a Subway sandwich. You've been listening to Coffee at KYUK, where we invite members of the community to come in, sit down, and talk about issues relevant to you, our neighbors in the Delta. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to be awesome to each other.